to look out for joy. This is Adrian. Last week, we talked about candy and all things candy, whether it was sweet or sour. This week, we are talking about cake and birthdays. We all have birthdays. If we don't, we know what that means. So it's better to have a birthday, even though many of us don't like them anymore because that means we're getting old. My daughter is getting ready to turn 30. That makes me feel very old to say that I have a daughter that's 30 years old. Birthday celebrations go back to ancient Egypt. And actually, the Germans came up with a sweet way to celebrate with a birthday cake. What kind of birthday cake do you like? What's your favorite? Do you like chocolate? Do you like vanilla? Do you like strawberry? Maybe coconut cake? What kind of cake is your favorite? Many years ago, sugar and sweet ingredients were very expensive and hard to get, and only the wealthy people could have a sweet cake confection. But after the Industrial Revolution came along in the late 18th century, more people were able to get sugar and ingredients to make their own cake. I was reading about where birthday cakes kind of started. They actually carry like a symbolic meaning, with the circular shape of the cake representing a cyclical nature of life, renewal, and the passing of time. The candles that we normally put on our cakes symbolize the light in our life. And we hear people all the time saying, make a wish, but don't tell anybody what your wish is so that it will come true. But birthday cakes are a tradition that most people have on their actual birthday. It's nice to share a cake with someone for a milestone of another year in their life. So I have a couple of funny jokes to tell you about birthdays. So here's the first one. What does a turtle do on his birthday? He celebrates. You know what goes up and never comes down? That's right, your age. I know these are silly, but maybe they'll make you laugh. Here's one last one. How do pickles celebrate their birthdays? They relish them. I know. That's really sad, isn't it? What is the most expensive cake that's ever been made? I did some research on it, and there is a cake that is called a runway cake by Debbie Wingham. It is a 6 foot long cake, and it weighs about 1,000 pounds. It has a chocolate runway and it has all of these little characters of people with clothing and jewelry and all kinds of designs as if they're sitting there watching a runway show of people dressed in different outfits. There are diamonds all over this cake, and that's what makes this so expensive. The intricate details of this cake is amazing. In 2015, the cake cost $75 million. So, with today's inflation, that would be an equivalent of $90 million. I did hear and read a story that it took the lady, Debbie Wingham, 1100 hours to make this cake. Wow. Now you don't eat the diamonds, but when I was looking at a video, you would have to be very careful if you decided to eat some of this cake because you might bite down on a diamond. Well, I've never had a cake that's expensive like that, but I have sure made some that were let's just say, disastrous. For well over 30 years, I have been making cakes for my husband for his birthday every year. Now, where I messed up was when we were dating, I discovered that a way to a man's heart is through his stomach. So if you make him a sweet treat, he'll fall in love with you. That's my little tip for you if you're looking for a special someone in your life. So when we got married, he decided that he loved my three-layer chocolate cake. And he wanted one every year for his birthday. And then he got to where he wanted me to make it on Father's Day as well. The problem is that every year that I've tried to make this three-layer cake, I have had problems. I have had issues. I have had a disaster, one right after another. And we have actually named these cakes. And here are some of the examples of the names. One is called a Grand Canyon cake. And the reason that it's called that is that one time I was making a cake and I did not let it cool off enough before I put the icing on it. That is one of the worst mistakes you'll ever make. I had to physically hold this cake together with my hands, and I had to call everyone in and say, "Hurry up, let's sing the happy birthday song while I hold the cake together." As soon as we finished singing, I let go of the cake and it split wide open and fell into a million parts. My whole family roared with laughter. Well, the next cake that was a disaster was the hot fudge cake. You should not use hot fudge on a cake, not even an ice cream cake. I decided to take the chocolate cake and put hot fudge in the middle of each layer of the cake. My husband said, "I don't really like this that much. I like your regular chocolate icing." So I never did that again. The next example is slide down the mountain cake. One cake kept sliding off, and then the rest of the cake was just leaning. It never failed. Year after year, something would happen. So one year, I was pulling the cakes out of the oven, and literally one of the cakes dropped out of my hand, flipped out on the floor. That particular year, it was a two-layer cake. I have learned many techniques and I have tried many techniques. So you can tell me all the tips and tricks that you want, but none of them will ever work because I know that there is a reason why this happens every year. And I'm really not sure why it happens. But I do know that you should cook your cakes several days in advance and freeze them. And then you set them out and let them thaw. And then you put your icing on them. You might even need to trim your cakes, the top of the cake, a little bit to make it flat. I have heard all the tips and tricks, believe me. Now, I did discover one ingredient that I never had added before. So one year I decided, you know what? I'm going to pray before I make this cake. Guess what? It worked. That cake ended up being the most beautiful cake. I took my time. It was beautiful and delicious. I didn't have any problems that I know of. Nobody said anything. So I do believe the secret ingredient was prayer. In the Bible, Mark 11, 24 says, "Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours." Now, this may be taken out of context, but I will say that I did ask for a favor that year and I prayed that my cake would turn out beautiful. And it did. So I'm going to claim that one. We can pray about anything in life, from thanking God for toothbrushes, which we all need after eating cake, and praying for God to help us in our baking and cooking. The past several years, my husband has asked for a different type of cake. And I guess he thought, well, maybe if I ask for a different flavor, Maybe it'd be better. So we have tried coconut cake. We have tried a pumpkin type cake. We've tried strawberry cake. But I do believe the prayer ingredient was one of the key things to help my cake set up that particular year. I mentioned a while ago the Grand Canyon cake that we sang Happy Birthday. Well, I did a little research about the Happy Birthday song because I know that there were some copyright issues with that several years ago, and different restaurants and things like that had to sing the tune in a little bit different way than what it originally was because it was under copyright. But that song came from two sisters that lived in Kentucky. That's right, my home state. So you would think that if they came up with a song there in the state of Kentucky, that surely, since I'm from the state of Kentucky, that I could make a cake that would be able to stand up. Yes. But anyway, I digress. The Happy Birthday song was written by Patty and Mildred Hill, and it came from a little tune that they had in kindergarten. For kindergarten children, and it was called Good Morning to All. And it was a very sweet little song. The sister, Mildred, was a pianist and composer. The lyrics and the melody of the song first appeared in print in 1912. I just found that interesting as I do research, and I mentioned this on my last podcast that sometimes when I am studying for material for my podcast, that I end up going down a rabbit hole. And this particular episode was supposed to be about cake, and it is about cake, but I decided to add the birthday theme in there as well and do a little research on why we have cake for birthdays and why do we sing the Happy Birthday song. For your next birthday, what kind of cake are you going to have? Don't ask me to make your cake because, as you heard from several of my stories, I am not the best baker. Now, I am good at baking any kind of chocolate treat, such as cookies and brownies and stuff like that. But cakes and trying to decorate cakes, not one of my specialties. Now, it may taste good, but it probably will not look good. That being said, as we get older, and every time we have birthdays, yep, we're gonna look older. We're not gonna look maybe as good as we used to, but we have more wisdom, more knowledge, because we have lived, we have experienced things, we have grown to be the better person that we are today. And so I encourage you all. The next time you have a birthday, don't dread it, but thank God for another year of life that you can celebrate with family and friends, and you can eat cake. Y'all be on the lookout for joy.